Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right, welcome to another edition of Red, White, and Blues. This show is about the genre of music known as the blues. On this program, we talk about the music, the artists, instruments, songs, history, and pretty much whatever we feel like talking about. I'm your host today, Mr. Johnny Cox. Thank you so much for listening. I think we have a really good program in store for you today. I picked three of some of my favorite blues artists, and really all the blues artists are my favorites, but he's some pretty cool ones here. And they're all a little bit different. We start off a little bit with Otis Rush. Otis Rush from Chicago. Well, I think he's from Mississippi, but he did all his recording in Chicago. He recorded for pretty much every record company up there, Cobra and Chess and all those guys. And we have a really good program, I tell you. So we're going to get right into it right now. Mr. Otis Rush and Feel So Bad. Feel So Bad from Mr. Otis Rush. I love me some Otis Rush. He's from Philadelphia, Mississippi. I didn't know there was a Philadelphia in Mississippi. Born 1934. And he's really what you call the creator of the modern Chicago blues. You know, Chicago blues with Muddy Waters, those guys came up there. They pretty much tried to convert the Delta Blues to it. He took it to the next level. Well-respected guitarist. And he's well-respected and praised by his peers, but he never really found the success that he desired. With that being said, he demanded a lot of respect. Anybody that got on stage with him didn't call him Otis. They called him Mr. Rush. And a lot of people took his style to the next level, and I won't say they copied him, but they carried his blues on. And that's what's good about the blues. You take it, and you just take it a little bit farther, and that's what it's all about. Going next here, here's Mean Old World with Eric Clapton and Luther Allison.
trying to live it by yourself. This is a mean old world to try to live it by yourself. Can't get to work your love after you somebody else.
All right, there's Mr. Otis Rush. Now that one here, he had Mr. Eric Clapton and Luther Allison. That was live at Montreux. I believe that was 1988. Every time I hear these live albums or live performances of these really great guitarists all on stage at one time, I just picture what it's like to be in the audience, front row center, seeing Otis Rush and Luther Allison and Eric Clapton just trading licks back and forth. I mean, how good is that? It's probably just as good as it gets. Let's keep it going here now. Let's see what else we have for Mr. Otis Rush. The blues is alive and well.
Front door, I swear I heard the back door slam. I got a sneaky suspicion you got another man. You done me wrong, our love is dead and gone, but as far as I can tell, said you were visiting your sister on the south side of town, but your sister called this morning, said you never came around. Yes, you're doing me wrong, our love is dead and gone, but as far as I can tell, the blues well. I've been hurting this way for so damn long. Misery and pain still coming on strong. As long as I'm breathing and my heart's still beating, I got my story to tell. I know the blues is alive and well. As long as I'm around, the blues is alive and well. Yes, it is. Blues. Good morning, Mr. Blues.
There's Mr. Buddy Guy right there with Blues is Alive and Well. Now, I said I was going to play an Otis Rush song, but that was my bad. But, hey, you can't go wrong with Mr. Buddy Guy. You know, Otis took the Chicago blues to another level, and then you think about it. Mr. Buddy Guy is still carrying that on today, even at his age. But don't go anywhere. We'll play some Otis Rush. We got more to come, plenty more to come. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,